Blog Talk Radio.
This team makes no sense.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
Going.
How you looking?
I'm ready to go.
All right, let's start. Check, check, check.
Never look sharp. Wish you were finer, Greg and Harper. It's the Knicks, and we're back on tape. Everyone's gearing up for the champion.
Check, 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 check. Let's go. It's Friday night. Knicks get the dub. And we're going to hit the music. Salute to everybody. Salute to Knicks Nation. On this Friday evening, another edition of Knicks Post Game Live presented by Manscaped, CP the Franchise, Alex Vitaros on the ones and twos. On this show, the Knicks head up to the six on the second night of back-to-back after escaping Madison Square Garden with a bum night win over the Pistons. On a night like tonight, the Knicks brought their A game. The big three led the way. Jalen Julius, R.J. Barrett setting the tone, but a monster third quarter from Josh Hart would blow this thing open, along with a 7-for-9 performance from downtown from the big Ragu in Dante DiVincenzo. The Nova boys went up in the six and got the Knicks a dominant statement victory over the Raptors in a game that they needed to win, and they now set their sights for Milwaukee. We want to go to Vegas. Let's get it going, man. 119-106. The Knicks get the job done. Friday night Knicks. Do it just to get there. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. That's what I'm talking about, Al. This is a win. Don't tell me about that Detroit stuff. Yesterday, you had Knicks fans making excuses for the Detroit Pistons. I thought this was Detroit Pistons fan TV, the amount of love that we gave that team on a bum night. On a night like tonight, this is how you win. You had RJ set the tone. He's back home, giving the rock early. Families in the stands, set the tone. 7 straight Knick points. Great job. Brunson, what more can you say about him? What more can you say? Easy. It's almost comical how good he is. And I thought he took that matchup with Schroeder personally. I thought there was maybe some World Cup, you know, ramifications there. He took that personally and left Schroeder in his wake. Julius, excellent game by Julius. I thought, you know, we're going to talk about the Nova trio a lot tonight. Don't forget about Julius Randle, because I thought he was excellent tonight as a playmaker. Made every right read that you can make, played off of the double teams in an excellent way, found corner three shooter after corner three shooter. Julius Randle on a night where his knee was messed up. Excellent night for him tonight. Almost another triple-double for Julius, so give him credit. He was the best Knicks playmaker by a mile tonight. Great job. Talked about Brunson. Easy. Third quarter, you know, the Raptors had went on a bit of a run to open up that third. Things had gotten a little bit quiet for the Knicks. And at about the 4.5-minute mark, the Knicks were only up by about 6 in this game. Josh Hart, 15 straight Knick points. How's that for not getting adjusted? 15 straight Knick points, playing very well off of Julius Randle passes. The chemistry was on point. Extra aggressive, especially in the half court. Josh Hart, 15 straight points, man. Excellent job. I thought that's what really, you know, put them in cruise control. And then from there, the big Ragu took over, man. The big Ragu splashing from all over the court, leaving sauce everywhere. I don't know, man. 7-9 from downtown for the big Ragu. 21 points.
Let's go. You might as well make the cooking, you know. Let's go. Like James Harden used to do when he used to be on the Rockets, right? You're cooking, right?
Cooking. Nova boys came to play, man. Great defense, too. Great defense by Mitch. And there you go.
CP, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
What did I predict this week?
Yeah, you said 3-0.
Okay. I just want to make sure we acknowledge that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see a lot of 3-0s in the chat today. I need to see a lot of 3-0s because we went 3-0 on this week. 3-0. All right? Yeah. We had a tough loss to the Phoenix Suns where it came down to a Devin Booker last minute shot. But then This team bounced back, CP, and knocks off three straight. Going now to play the Milwaukee Bucks, riding high after getting a solid win against the Toronto Raptors. And you said everything that happened tonight, man. Everything perfectly. Look, from Jalen Brunson doing Jalen Brunson things, Randall, as you pointed out, like Randall almost close to a triple-double. His playmaking, man.
Playmaking.
Not only
was
he finding the corner three, there's a connection now between him and Josh Hart for how he just finds Josh Hart out on the perimeter or cutting, and Josh Hart was just getting easy layup after easy layup. So we got to give credit to that combo working out tonight in tonight's game. We had RJ playing physical. But really, CP, we got to give credit to this bench because the bench in the second quarter didn't really come out on all cylinders. Yeah. That's where the Toronto Raptors started to make a little bit of a comeback, right? Started to keep that game close. Third quarter comes around. You start to see the switch of like the trickle in of the effect, right? But once we get Dante and Hart back in there, quickly, things started to skyrocket.
Yeah.
And yes, it was more so Josh Hart who went on 15, got 15 strength points. But we got to talk about Dante's Inferno tonight, CP, because he was on
Inferno,
fire.
Inferno, man. Talk about it.
Dante's Inferno. This man shot 70% from the field, 7-9 from downtown. Yeah. This guy is, look, with performances like this, CP, it only makes it louder for the fans that say he needs to be a starter because he's just letting it rip. Letting it rip. And this was a solid, this was a solid production from him, man. Solid production. So I like the way that Dante played tonight, man, because it is him just knowing what he wants to do. We talked about it on last night's show. He is just it's confidence, quick decision making, right? And he knows when he wants to pull on a three. He knows when he wants to drive. He knows when he wants to play make. He's very aggressive. I'm still not there saying he put him in the starting unit, but he deserves more minutes when he's playing like this, for sure. And you just see where it's like working with Randall, working with Brunson, man. The chemistry that he's a newcomer, chemistry, but yet he's creating chemistry off the rip. Love how Dante played tonight, man. And Josh Hart, dude, just be aggressive. That's all you needed to be.
Stop with
this nonsense. Go out there. Do what you do. Don't tell me that it's taking time for you to be comfortable. Just do what you do. And this tonight, he did what he did. This is how he pops off the screen, man. This is last year's Josh Hart when he's just aggressive, finishing through contact. You see how he's playing defense out there.
Yeah.
No nonsense. You see him defending Pascal Siakam, too.
Yeah, and stepping into his threes, man. Not second-guessing and crossing up and passing them up. Step into those threes. You got to take the shot. Knocking them down.
He's doing work, man. Absolutely doing
knocking
work.
Knocking them down. 3-for-4 from downtown was Josh Hart. He was great tonight, man. Playing fast, playing tough, getting physical out there. Like I said, him and Julius, man, that ESP in the third quarter was beautiful to watch. Julius finding him on cuts. A lot of Julius's damage came in the paint, which I like as well. His points and his facilitating, passing out of the paint. I really liked his activity down there. They needed that. You know, a lot of their activity in the paint has to come from their big three. And I thought Julius did a great job both facilitating and scoring from operating out of the paint or operating in the paint, rather. So great job by Hart in knocking that down, man. 15 straight points by Josh Hart. That was big in the third quarter when things kind of got a little muddy for the Knicks. Look, I even thought Quick was good. I mean, even only 10 points for Quick, 3-6 from the field, quiet. But I liked his activity. I liked his patience in the offense and really trying to get guys going. Overall, I liked the ball moving. 30 assists for the Knicks tonight. 30 assists. And so, you know, a big difference from where they were last night, man. Guys are moving the ball. Guys are moving themselves. You had the one sequence in the first half that I love where it was Julius. Julius got it to Josh Hart in the right corner. Hart found Jalen Brunson, who relocated to the left corner. Brunson finds DiVincenzo at the elbow, knocks down the three. So you had a little Nova trio getting in on the chemistry there in the first half. And then overall, you know, I thought the defense was good. I liked Mitch and Ihart trying to impose their will in the middle there. With the Raptors, they have length, but they still can't match the Knicks' physicality. And I thought that was a big difference as well with Mitch and Ihart kind of controlling things there. And look, you know, Raptors, they made their runs, and Barnes had some strong moments there. But overall, man, this was the Knicks through and through. Second night of a back-to-back. This is an excellent one tonight.
Quality win, man.
Yeah.
Quality win. And this is what I told Will Wu in our preview yesterday, you know, when he's like, can the Knicks succeed in the paint? I was like, yeah, they could succeed in the paint. But then we also talked about, you know, what this team does well, which is the physicality. And I said, like, my key matchup was Randle versus Pascal Siakam.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Siakam, more of a finesse guy. I said, with the way that Randle's been playing this season, like, you got to give him credit for how he's just imposing his will on opponents. He's using his physicality in a way that we've seen in the past, but I think he's really dialed it up another way. And you see that when he's reading the double teams, looking for the double teams, yeah, just so he can find guys out in the perimeter. That's different, okay? It's not Randle going into double teams and trying to force something to happen, and which is usually him trying to get a bucket.
Right.
Now that you can see him finding Josh Hart, Dante, Brunson, anybody who – like any that's elevating your game. That to me, is
that's
what I want to see.
That's winning
basketball. That's high IQ basketball. That's all I've been asking for, man. The dude has the talent. Obviously, it comes down to consistency, but when you play like this – that rant,
it's a big difference. It's a big difference.
I can't wait for player ratings because
yeah,
I'm going to save it for player ratings. I'm just letting you know.
Just save it for player ratings. Save it for player ratings. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit the like button, hit the share button, subscribe to the channel, CP and Alex on the ones and twos. Friday night Knicks. Knicks get the win, 119-106. We got the scotch flowing. Ooh. We won't say what kind because they haven't sponsored us yet, but it's that kind of night. This is the type of win that we can get behind. Shout out to the Rhyme Animal Chuck, the $50 super chat says whoever came up with Nova Bacchus is worth 50 tonight. Wow, brilliant. Also, Grimes will prosper with the second unit. Needed this. Let's go. Let's go. I didn't think Grimes was I didn't think Grimes was bad tonight. I liked his aggressiveness. Tried to get to the free throw line, which he never
does.
That
was a nice change.
That was a nice change, right? Found Mitch on an aggressive drive to the paint. I know we're setting the bar kind of low, but for me, I think I want to see him just get his confidence up. And that's what it seems like he's in this rut that he's in. It just seems like he's kind of, you know, stuck in between decisions and not really sure what he wants to do out there. You could tell he's trying to get himself out of it. You know, we'll just have to see what happens. But at the end of the day, you rely on your depth. And your depth carries you. And DiVincenzo had no issues coming off the bench, giving him a spark and winning this game for the team.
Look, and he got more minutes than Quentin Grimes, even though it was by 1 minute. But it's like, you see, like, this is where he's earning those minutes, right? Like, Dante, when you play like this, you get to earn your minutes. So for Grimes, yeah, the bar is very low because he's been in a rut. I asked CK this. I'm going to ask you this, CP. Do you think it's because after the, like, hand-arm injury, it's the hand injury that he had against Atlanta, and since then, he hasn't really been playing well.
Yeah.
Do you think that has to do with anything?
It certainly could. It's hard for us to really tell, right? Because, I mean, we don't know the extent of his injury or what his pain tolerance is, what his pain threshold is. So, I mean, yeah, you certainly have to put it in the possibilities, right?
Yeah.
I think it's possible.
Yeah, it's just confidence at this point, man. Like, I don't think you need to change anything. Like, if he's not playing well, you can easily have him as a starter and cut his minutes. Like, it's not starting to me that really matters. Like, I think we really need to change the mindset of, like, what start – like, I get that the starter – like, if you start, you typically play most of the minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But that only plays for, like, two guys in this rotation, in this lineup, on this team, and that's Brunson and Randle. Those are the only two guys who start who you can probably guarantee to close. Like, we've seen Hartenstein close games. We don't see Barrett closing games. We don't see Grimes closing games. Sometimes you see Quickley. Sometimes you see Dante. Sometimes you see Josh Hart. There's only two guys. Two guys that are going to close this game guaranteed, and that's Brunson and Randle. So, for me, on this roster, it doesn't really matter if you start.
Yeah.
If you come in and you do your job, man, like, that's all that really matters.
Yeah, I really don't think it's an issue at this point in time. But look, we'll see what happens as the season progresses. Shout out to Noah Rosado, franchise channel member, says, where's Mr. Friday Night Knicks at? He should be here. Julius had a great game tonight. We should be hearing from Robert Randolph, Mr. Friday Night Knicks, fairly soon. So I wouldn't worry about that. He should be gracing us with his presence shortly. Shout out to Pedro Marquez, Al. Oh, we live in Brazil tonight. Brazil. $20. What's the Brazil currency again? Is it the rupee? I'm sorry, my geography's all messed up for a second. I'll be right there with it. Brazilian friend here, he says, CP and Alex, always supporting you. Question, how far is Quickly from Maxi? Don't want to have Brunson sit, but I see something else on our Quick. What do you think? Quick doesn't have the offensive bag that Maxi has. He's a great player. He's a better defender than Maxi. He can't score like Maxi.
What? I think if you give Quick the opportunity to score like Maxi, you could.
Maxi's a way better scorer than Quick. I think he's a better scorer. I think Quick is a good scorer.
The thing that Maxi did that has really improved is his three ball. If he didn't have his three pointer, yes, then I can hear you on that. But I think for Quickly, and he's coming around to this, it's working his inside game, right? That's where Maxi thrived when he came out of college.
Right.
Is that he was able to work the inside game. He could finish these crazy layups, mid range floaters, all that. Quickly only had a floater. If Quickly can do that, I'll give Maxi the edge right now, but I don't think it's that far off like what Quickly could do. I think if you give him more opportunities,
I don't think that's an insult. Like, yo, Maxi's playing like an all-star, bro.
No, for this season, yes. Maxi's playing like an all-star. No, there's not. I think if you're talking about this season, it's obviously Maxi.
Yeah.
But I'm saying like in the future, could Quick get up to there?
Sure.
Eventually.
Yeah, I'm not doubting that. I'm just saying where they are right now. Maxi's a better scorer.
Yeah, that's now.
Yeah. All right. So salute to Pedro. Somebody look that up. What's the Brazilian currency? I want to make sure, you know, we put some respect on their name tonight. Let's go to Dan from New Jersey. Let's go to the phones here from Dan from New Jersey, see what he got to say. Dan, how you feeling?
Okay. Wah, wah, wah.
How you feeling, bro?
CP Alex.
Yep.
I'm very happy to announce to you guys that the Ragu is cooking.
Okay, and talk about it. Yeah. Yeah.
I believe we've got a continuous super Ragu going because he's been going off the past couple of days.
A continuous super Ragu.
Yep.
There you go. All right.
Just keep adding to the fire, man. But here's what I want to talk about. Great win, like really great win. I didn't think we were going to get this one because, you know, second night of a back-to-back and, you know, it's the Raptors. We always got trouble with those guys. But I think that DiVincenzo should stay in the second unit. Hear me out.
Okay.
Grimes has been shooting terribly the past couple of games, maybe more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he hasn't really been himself lately. I feel like he's in a bit of a rut. It happens. And his defense is also taking a hit, I think, by his confidence. But he's still probably the most solid perimeter defender on the team, at least on the point of attack.
Yeah.
So my thing is, I think DiVincenzo is thriving in his role on the bench because he's able to get touches. You know, he doesn't like – I mean, I know Brunson and Randall and RJ are going to be holding the ball a lot in the starting unit. So if DiVincenzo's thriving in his role, you know, he's able to score all these points for us. He's getting his shots. He's getting his looks. Why do we have to change anything? We're getting the wins. You know, we're winning a lot of Dante's minutes. So I actually feel like the spot he's in right now is perfect for him. You know, he's playing well. He's thriving. He's hitting his shots. He's playing great defense. So I don't really know why we have to replace Grimes with DiVincenzo if what we got cooking right now is working.
Yeah, that's a fair point. I don't see any need to change it. I really don't see any need to change it. And I don't think Tibbs is going to change it. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. Also, shout out Lionheart. I need some more Gus Johnson games because I need some more of those majestic calls that he's got.
Yeah.
I need the burner. I need Lionheart. I need all of that.
The Brunson
thank you for
burner.
Taking my call, you guys.
Who did the game tonight? I was listening to CK. Who did the game tonight? Did Gus do the game?
Nah. Oh. I need more Gus games. I've been missing Gus, man. I love Kenny Albert, but, you know, he's from my childhood and stuff. I love hearing his voice, but it's just, I don't know, man. Something about Gus, he just captivates the game so well, so.
No question. I agree with you wholeheartedly, man. I think that's a five-star call. Appreciate Dan from New Jersey. Dan from New Jersey setting the tone tonight, Al. That might be an early candidate for call of the night. That might be an early candidate for call of the night.
The thing about Gus Johnson is that he brings a culture with his commentary.
Right, right. That's it. So salute to Gus, man. It's the Brazilian Real, Al. I remember that. I was a little foggy, man. I'm getting older. I said rupee. That's India. That wasn't it. That definitely wasn't it. It's the Brazilian Real.
The real.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. So salute to him and salute to all of our friends down there in Brazil. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit the like button, hit the share button, subscribe to the channel. 1,600 people in the chat on this Friday rocking with us. Salute to everybody, man. If you guys are new in the chat, leave us a hashtag. New, we'll shout you guys out. Going through some more super chats, and we'll get to the phones as well. Salute to Mr. McCormick, 5-month franchise channel member, says, let's go. Mr. McCormick, I hope you got your snap. If not today, it should be on the way tomorrow. Salute to Corey Mitchell. Says, hit that thumbs up button for your boys. Best show for the fans by the fans. Thank you for the epic content. Salute to Corey Mitchell, man. Salute to BK Goblin. Euro De Niro salute. Says, we beating the Bucks and going to Vegas for sure. Christian B says, the Nova Knicks came to play tonight. The DiVincenzo Grimes debate is over. Well, I don't know. He says it's over, but what side is he on? Is he side as they put him in there?
No, he didn't put it in. So I don't know what he said. It's over.
He said it's over. I said, all right. All right,
okay. It's over. You know why? Because he's trying to say that we can keep it the same way that we have it right now. That's why it's over.
Must be. Let's hear from Ron from Baltimore. Ron, what's going on?
CP Alex, hope you're doing well.
Yeah, you too, man.
It was good to see MJ Burks last night.
Yep.
I was happy to see him, our boy, come home.
Yep.
Brunson charges. You know, I felt the need to call in because you know how Tips likes to say it unites and inspires your club when you do energy stuff? CP, I get off my couch every time Brunson takes a charge. One, because I'm scared that he's going to get hurt. Two, because to me, CP, when I play basketball, yes, I try to take charges sometimes when I play, yes. But against bigger people, no, I get out of the way. Brunson is fearless. He will take a charge against anybody. That's dude, he's such a good teammate, man. That's one thing that, I mean, as great of a scorer as he is, I just want to show that guy love because he really will take a charge on anybody, and I really appreciate that. But just one thing on DiVincenzo, the way it comes off the shot comes off his hands, don't you notice how, like, it's like a parallel spin? It's the way it spins off the hand. Some shooters, it doesn't spin, like, completely parallel, but like when DiVincenzo releases the ball off his hands, I feel like it's like a complete even parallel spin off the hands. It's like a beautiful motion.
Perfect
motion. It's very beautiful. And then one last thing I have a question for. By the way, Hart didn't hesitate. I appreciate that. I know Hart can drive you nuts sometimes, but he's very important to this team when he doesn't hesitate. If he continues to do that, we'll be great. Here's my question for you. Have the Knicks, other than tonight, have the Knicks ever had a game where Julius Randle, R.J. Barrett, and Jalen Brunson have more than 5 assists each in the same game? Has that ever happened?
Ron from Baltimore spitting facts. Let's go.
That's my question. I don't know the answer to that. I'd like to know the answer to that because, to me, this was the best they passed the ball. Obviously, you're not going to get 30 assists every night. But, CP, if we can play the way and get off it where everybody can eat, I'd like to see more games where R.J. Barrett, Brunson and Randle have 5+ because CP, if that happens, you and I will be on the float one day. Thank you very much.
Yeah. They got to play make. It's their responsibility to make the team better. Period.
Yeah.
It's just that simple. We got to look that up, man. We need a stat guy. Where's our stat guy?
We need
man?
A stat guy. I need to know the answer. CP, we feel good. Milwaukee, it's a good test for us because we'll game plan, we'll get some rest. But, like, these are the moments, CP. Everybody's just putting the Knicks in this corner. It's early in the year. I don't want to get fired up too much. But if we get off the ball and trust, if Randle can trust and get off it a little and unite and inspire us and he's healthy, then I can believe, CP, in some crazy things. But you have a good one.
Appreciate the call, Ron from BMO. Rate that call in the chat, man. What do you guys think about Ron's thoughts? 1 being trash, 5 being facts. Leave us a comment, man. Let us know what you guys thought. Ron from BMO. Yeah. Are you looking that up, Al? You trying to find that?
I'm trying to look it up, man. Trying to see if I can find it.
Check basketball reference. 1,800 people in the chat. We smoking right now on a Friday night. Let's go. CBA franchise, Alex Vitaros on the ones and twos. Knicks win 119 to 106. That's a win. That is a win. Let's hear from some more people. Fat Boy in Harlem. Fat Boy, what's going on? Yo.
Mic check 1 2 1 2. Is my mic clear?
Loud and clear, sir. You're on the mic. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about, baby. We was able to go up top to the six to take that win. You already know what type of time I'm on. Milwaukee, I want that head on Tuesday, you heard? We going to Vegas, and I'm taking that on Mama. That was one of the best games as far as ball movement I've seen this entire season. Shout out to the mods. OGs, I see y'all on the reference. You already know what type of time it is. I ain't scared of nobody, and my ribs is already touching. I'm on it, and y'all already know where my eyes are set. I want that LOB. This championship in Vegas is cool, but y'all already know what type of time it is. OG Ron, I respect the reserve on energy, but I'm on 100 right now. I'm still rolling this pack, and you already know how we smoke it. Mike done dropped. Y'all have a good night. Let's go, Nick.
Okay. Shout out Fat Boy from Harlem, man. Wow.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo. Wow.
Hey,
wow.
Yo.
Now, listen, he's a friend of the program, but boy, oh, boy. We could have flagrant threed him up out of here, man. Slow Woo. It down. He's hyped, though. He's hyped, though. It's Friday night, man.
I get that. Look, we beat a Raptors team that in the past, because of the wingspan that they have, usually gives the next trouble. But good God. Also, I have a question for Ron from Baltimore, CP.
Yeah.
He said he's taking charges in basketball. My man, are you doing that in pickup? You better be some ref.
Yeah, right. Don't be that guy taking charges in pickup, man. Shout out Cesar Bobit in the chat team, hashtag new. Boy, oh boy. Fat Boy was on one.
Oh,
man.
What?
Man. That one had me frozen. I said, whoa. Did I just hear what I thought I just
heard? You did hear what you just thought you heard.
Whoa.
That,
Woo.
That deserves a lot of ayo.
Ayo. Whoa. Shout out to Pedro Marquez again. Another $10 Brazilian Real. Alex CP said Real better. Ha ha. I'm a diplomat, man. And trust me, it was just a little currency slip.
I'm just joking around.
I know everything else. My foreign language dialects are usually good, and all of that is proper. I know a couple simple words here and there. He says, know that I follow you from here, normally not live due to time zone, so he's replay gang, but I do. But, Alex, I agree with your opinion about Quick Brunson, Quick Moore. Salute to Pedro Marquez, man. Salute to that. Okay. All right, who else we got here? Let's go to Georgia, man. Leslie, what's good? Leslie, how you feeling?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you feeling?
Good, man. Happy Friday, bro. How you doing, bro?
Yeah, happy Friday. Hey, I just got two things, man. Just wanted to get your view on it. I think, to me, DiVincenzo makes Grimes expandable. You know what I mean? Like, okay. As far as, like, trading. You know, I think that, you know, we should look into it and see if there's any takers. I'm pretty sure there's takers out there. The thing is, it's just what kind of takers, and that's number one. And number two, with the way that the Cavs are going right now, if they keep, you know, losing, then I think there's a real possibility that Donovan Mitchell can be traded this season. And so you can also put Grimes into that situation as well. Just wanted to get your take on that and see what you think.
Yeah, I mean, I've always thought that even before the season started. I thought that when they got DiVincenzo, that obviously there is a logjam if you want to look at it that way, but if you could also look at it as a nice depth piece, but it does create a lot of players in a similar position. And so at some point when they consolidate, somebody could be the odd man out, could be Grimes, could be DiVincenzo, who knows, but it just gives them options for the future should they want to make a move. And yeah, what happens to Cleveland? Who knows? They look like they're doing some soul searching out there, man. They lost to the Blazers last night. They had a team meeting, team only meeting, and all of this going on. So they seem like they're going through a little bit of a rut. Let's see how they get out of it.
Facts. And just one other thing too, with this OG thing, man. After tonight's game, man, I'm not so sure we should even target. Even if there was no lawsuit or whatever thing going on.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure that I would even go after OG after, you know, watching this performance tonight. I mean, it's not even just tonight. You know, it's several games because I pay attention to Toronto, and OG's not getting busy this year.
I'm never really impressed with him. I'm never really impressed with the team. Like,
you know, I was speaking about this with Will yesterday, CP, on Game of the Week preview.
Yeah.
And I recommend everyone check it out because we cover a lot of ground in those things.
Yeah,
preview
the
matchup,
yeah.
Talk about some of the storylines, especially if you want to just catch up on other teams around the league and see what's comparable to the Knicks and what's not. Mm. Always recommend tuning in.
Yep.
But the one thing I talked about was that OG Anunoby trade, and I said this. For a guy that's going to require multiple first-round picks that may convey, he better be a star, and I don't see that with OG Anunoby. He's more of a role player than anything else, man. And so for a role player, I would not do that type of deal where you're trading, you know, a lot of draft capital for a guy that is good. I like his defensive versatility.
Yeah.
Solid shooter. But at the end of the day, he's a role player.
Right.
He doesn't really move the needle that much. You know, if you were telling me like you're getting him on the cheap, like a swap, essentially a player swap, that's fine. You're telling me you got to throw a couple second rounds in there? That's fine.
Know,
but at the end of the day, for what Masai Ujiri wanted, which was multiple first rounds, that's insane.
Like, we need a wing. But again, like the price for him, it just, I'm never really good with that because I just never see, I don't see enough flash to justify a trade and a bump up in salary. Like, I just don't see it. RJ was taking it to him tonight in the beginning of the game. RJ was going right at him. Now, RJ watches Knicks fan TV. He's hearing what everybody's saying about him. You don't want to trade him. RJ watches. That's why RJ was going right at him.
Right,
no mercy.
Right.
This is my building. You just put the jersey on here.
But, yeah, man, yeah, I appreciate y'all taking my call, man. And y'all keep doing y'all thing, man. Love the work y'all doing, man. Keep it up, you know what I mean?
Appreciate it, man. Call back anytime, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's Leslie down in Georgia. Salute. Yeah, man, my guy RJ, he's, you know, the second half it got a little quiet for him. But first half, I like how he played. I like how RJ played in this game.
Yeah, he was aggressive. And to Ron's point, like, the big three were moving the ball around, man. So I want to talk a little bit more about that because I can't, having a hard time finding the stat.
Say that one. Okay. Got you.
Yeah. The all our big three all averaging more than five assists
in
a game.
Yeah. I don't know if that's ever happened.
Honestly, I don't even think that's happened that often.
Yeah.
Maybe this might even be the first time. I can't find the stats to do it, to do that research. But if you're getting all those guys moving like that, moving the rock like that, I should say. And even if RJ doesn't have it, but yet he's still playmaking, man, and getting everyone else involved. And when you see guys like in the second unit, your role players are starting to thrive. That's peak basketball. That's what you need. And then the thing that I asked about yesterday is that are these guys buying into that read and react system that Tom Thibodeau's asking? Because he got all isolation heavy the last couple of games. When you see stuff like this, then you can say, oh, it works. Let's keep building on this. Let's keep working it through. And yeah, I think that out of like how RJ, like when you see RJ start to do that, because when I look at OG in that comparison, it's like OG's more of a defender to me and a shooter. But what this team needs also is like a guy who's going to move the rock pretty well.
Yeah,
that's the thing that if RJ can continue to do that, right, then that's, you're not really upgrading. I like the ball movement more. And RJ's defense has been much better this season than last year. So I don't even know how much of an upgrade defensively that you're going with OG at that point. Like, he's very versatile. Like I said, I like OG Anunoby's game, but there's got to be more to it.
Yeah. True indeed. You had 8 assists for Julius tonight, 8 yesterday. 6 for Brunson. Oh, 6 for RJ. 6 for RJ. 8 for Brunson. 9 assists for Julius tonight. 8 for Brunson. 6 for RJ. Great job. I mean, it helps when you guys are knocking down shots. I mean, they shot, you know, 44% from downtown.
That's the other half of the assist, isn't it?
That's the other half. The other half of the assist is when you guys can knock it down for you. So that certainly helps. That certainly helps. Okay. Just a couple minutes. We're going to give away our our kit pack to a franchise channel member. So all you franchise channel members out there, get ready. And if you guys haven't joined yet, you guys got some time because we're going to give that away shortly. Let's go down to Orlando, Al. Talk to Josh. Josh, how you feeling, man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, good, man. How you feeling, bro?
Good, good. Shout out to you guys, CP and Oz. You guys always do your thing, man. Much love to you guys. I have two questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the RJ situation right now, how it comes down to the fourth quarter and he's not playing those crunch time minutes. How do you guys feel about him getting those minutes taken away by Josh Hart playing? And also, do you guys think that DeMar DeRozan would be a good fit to go play for the Knicks?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, look, I think go with the hot hand. On a second night of a back-to-back, if as he said, he's got to play through the knee injury, and I don't who knows if that was what was bothering him. But I think anytime you have a chance to give your starters rest, if you don't have to bring him back in, don't bring him back in. I didn't see a need to bring RJ back into this game, not because they didn't need him, just because I felt like the Knicks were in control for most of the fourth quarter. Like I didn't really think they needed to go back to him.
There's no need to bring in RJ, who, CP, as you point out, even though he was passing the ball well, the scoring started to slow down a bit. And then when his scoring started to slow down, you had Dante go 7-10. You had Josh Hart, who went on a 15-point scoring streak. He had 15 consecutive points.
Yeah.
You don't need to bring in RJ back like that. I'm a firm believer in the hot hand, too. Like, I still am angry. Like, you go back when we had Austin Rivers that one season, and he scores 20-some-odd points in the first half, and then Tibbs pulls it. I'm like,
Utah,
what are we doing? Like, the guy's going off right now. You ride the hot hand. And so I'm a firm believer in this. Like, if you have Josh doing his thing, you have Dante doing his thing, and those are the positions where RJ would come back in at, no need to do so.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I didn't see it. And on the DeRozan thing, you know, and a report came out today from Sam Amick of The Athletic.
Oh, boy.
In terms of the Chicago Bulls fire sale, that's pending or looming. He says that New York Knicks as well as the Miami Heat are listed as DeMar DeRozan's preferred trade destinations. Knicks Heat. So now naturally a lot of Knicks fans they want to be involved. Let's go get a guy. Everybody's getting a guy. Let's go get the guy. Here we go. What do we have to give up? Oh, we'll give you all of our conditional picks that nobody wants that have been proven to be completely worthless. We'll give up Grimes because he's not playing well. If you need Hartenstein, we'll give him up because they're not going to bring him back. I mean, I'm seeing all these types of justifications on Twitter today, and I'm just like, here we go again, man. I'm out on this guy, man. He's 34 years old, a half a year rental, doesn't shoot the three, doesn't defend, doesn't come up big in big games. Terrible playoff track record. I mean, what more do you want me to say? Done nothing with the Bulls since he's gotten there in terms of elevate them. Yes, you want to blame the whole Lonzo thing? I get that. We talked to Corey about it today on the NBA report. Yeah, the Lonzo injury was big for them. This guy's not it, man. This is not it. I don't need another high-usage guy coming in that doesn't shoot threes and doesn't play defense to come in here and play with RJ and Brunson and Randall. That's a big adjustment for that group. You don't stretch the floor whatsoever. Yes, he gives you a clutch option next to Brunson. I get that, and probably a more reliable option than Julius. But this is not the answer.
Let me ask you this, CP.
Yeah.
Let me ask the chat this, all right? And CK asked me this on the play-by-play for the pregame show. I know everyone's thinking Grimes. I get that. So you're going to tell me, and I want everyone to think about this, Brunson, DeRozan, RJ, Randall, Mitch. Outside of Brunson, who else is knocking down threes at a high clip? And don't tell me RJ, who's now gone cold from three. Randall is not shooting well from three. DeRozan makes like two attempts per game, if that's even what you need. So now you're going to rely on Brunson's hot scoring to say, hey, this space is the four for us, when your top guys all perform from 15 feet in. It just doesn't make any sense, man.
They're not doing
this. We're shrinking the court.
They're not doing this. If Grimes gets traded, he's getting traded for Spider, somebody better, somebody younger, somebody with more of a future here with this team. They're not going for quick. They're not in a position where a quick fix for a young player in a draft pick is going to put us over Boston or put us over Milwaukee. Like, it doesn't do that. So
and that's the thing, right?
It's not even necessarily about what Grimes' ceiling is. It's about using that asset for a better piece.
No, that's legitimately it. It's like if I'm making a trade at this point, the Knicks are a good team. Like they're a good team. They are a good team. They can compete. Right now, you look at them; they're in the top six when it comes to the standings. I'm thinking about the next step. All right, what makes you a contender? You're going to tell me that DeRozan makes you a contender? Because I don't believe that. So now you got in the Bulls, you got to think what the Bulls need. They're looking for a young player and draft capital.
Right.
If you're going to – draft capital is overrated, in my opinion, in how much you need and what it all does, right? Regardless if you have high protections on it or whatnot, it's a theoretical asset that once you draft that person, then it becomes tangible. And then if your team's not good at drafting, the pick is not really worth anything. So – if you're going to tell me that you're going to trade all these draft assets to people who believe it's worth a lot of value, plus a young player, shouldn't you want to get something better in return that's going to elevate the team?
They're not doing this, man.
It just doesn't make any sense at all.
They're not doing this on a 34-year-old half-year rental. Like, what are we talking about? And the thing is like, you know, with the picks and all the fans are like, well, if it costs low, we should do it. There's going to be why wouldn't a lot of teams be trying to go get DeRozan? Why wouldn't the Lakers? Why wouldn't Miami? And if that's the case, what are we talking about? Conditional picks. You got other teams that probably might give you a first. A real first. Not a what if this happens, what if this happens first. A real first. So, you know, a lot of Knicks fans just think this is a one-team race to go get this guy. An expiring contract at that. 20-point-per-game score. You're going to have more teams looking for him.
If it was DeRozan, like when he was like 27, 28, I'd take the shot. But he's just not that, man. We're past that point. And I like DeRozan as the player, by the way. Like, I like DeRozan. Yeah.
San Antonio. Chuck said in the chat, DeRozan in a vacuum is fine. As a player, fine.
Yeah.
But the fit has to be right.
Yeah. That's a fact. Like, I actually like that he's become a better playmaker after going to San Antonio. I thought what he did with the Bulls, like his first year, was impeccable. But Lonzo was like that piece that like helped connect him and LaVine as the scorers.
Yeah.
The thing is, if he comes here, we don't necessarily have that connector like Lonzo. Like Brunson's a good facilitator, but he's not a connector. Brunson's a scorer. Randall's a scorer. RJ's first thing is to think about scoring. You know what I mean? Like these guys have gotten better as passers, but if you're going to include someone like DeRozan, then you really need someone who's like that old school traditional point guard.
Need a connector, man. Need a connector.
That connects everything.
That's too much of an adjustment, man. I don't see it happening. Let's go to Tom from Huntington, man. Tom, how you feeling?
Gentlemen, excellent work as always.
Absolutely.
Happy calling. It's been a while. And a shout out to everybody, obviously. Shout out to, you know, Fat Boy from Harlem. Even with that phone call, I'm going to let that slide. Because love is here. Here is love. Shout out to Manscaped, of course. Without that, you know, where are we as a society? Come on.
Where are we?
Exactly. I'm going to keep it rapid fire. You know me. I say yes to DeRozan if it was 2017. Right now, no thanks. And it's not nothing against him. It's just I don't want to give up those many assets for a guy, you know what I mean, at his stage. And then we have to re-sign him? I mean, come on. This is one of those
34-year-old guy who's never won anything.
Exactly. And, you know, the playoffs, he struggled. I mean, I'm not even going to – even if I look past that, I can't. That's not the guy. You know who I was thinking might work? Again, left field here. Mm-hmm. Wiggins. I'd rather go after maybe Wiggins, but depending on what they'd want for him. I know he makes money too, though, but – at least, you know, you get some defense, you get a better shooter, a guy who can attack. You got that whole Canada connection with RJ. Yep. I'm just throwing that out there.
But, okay.
Anyway, listen, great win tonight. We're going to do our thing on Tuesday. I'm mark my
Let's
words,
go.
And I'm going to call in, okay?
Let's do it.
Listen, you guys have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for everything. Rapid fire. We'll talk soon. All right, man.
My guy, Todd from Huntington on the check-in. Salute, salute, salute. And as usual, man, he salutes our sponsors, man. He salutes our sponsors, Al. And one of our sponsors for tonight is Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com. Use promo code KFTV for 20% off plus free shipping. Go out there and go cop that Lawnmower 5.0, the new one. The new one, the new 5.0, man, interchangeable dual head system, constant RPM motor. You get 60 minutes of runtime. So if you need that much time, hey, this is for you. I don't need to know, no testimonials, but if you need the time, you got the time. It's got an extra dual temperature LED spotlight. You can do it in the dark, whatever you're into. Again, no testimonials. And yeah, man, this is the real deal Holyfield, man. Go to manscaped.com, use promo code KFTV. For 20% off plus free shipping. Al, my cousins from up in Canada sent me a message on WhatsApp today. He's one of these Raptors fans, no less.
There we go. Oh.
Big time supporter. Shout out my cousin Aaron, came through and copped the Lawnmower 5.0, man. So yeah, my cousins are Raptor fans, but they're KFTV fans first, man. So
no,
little,
there you go.
It's a little
there
conflict in the family, but all love at the end of the day. Yeah. Yeah, man.
You know, you gotta sell them on becoming a Knicks fan at this point, CP. Because look, what are the Raptors doing? They're kind of in no man's land.
Yeah.
I hope they tune into Game of the Week preview because
even
Will's
shout out my cousin Harpaul as well, man. He's a little down on Will Lou, man. He's not a big Will Lou fan. He disagrees with his takes on the Raptors. You know, but he's a Knicks. You know, he taps in with the Knicks. He taps in with us. He was a Knicks supporter back in the 70s, 80s, the heyday.
Okay.
Yeah, basketball purist, man. He's a student of the game.
That's interesting. What
I mean?
You know what the funniest thing that Will told me yesterday on the show?
Yeah.
He said apparently the Dennis Schroeder $87 million contract that the Lakers offered him was capped, but they never offered it to him.
Wow.
He had to sit down with Dennis Schroeder, and he said, never got that contract offer.
Wow. So, wow. And I'm surprised he never really pushed back on it like that. Or did he?
Yeah, I was like.
He didn't really hear that.
That's interesting.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Wow. Okay. Bobby Tachio says, yo, I just realized that I was 5 minutes behind on the show. So Bobby, it's Friday at 11:03 Eastern time, man.
Bobby,
what's good? Salute. Hey, you better wake up too, man, because this Kith package is going away soon. And if you're not in real time, you're going to miss out on the opportunity. Look at Lee in the chat. CP, it's the Brazilian Real. I think we confirmed it about 30 minutes ago. So Lee's watching on the replay gang as well. So shout out to Lee. He's about 30 minutes.
Tape delay.
So he's on tape delay. So shout out to Lee, man. S on the Discord. S, go ahead and I'll mute your mic.
Salute, CP.
Yes, sir.
Alex, quick shout out to all the good work you've been doing today.
Yes, sir.
I want to give a quick shout out to my boys in the Discord chat again. If you're in the YouTube chat, you should join.
Absolutely.
As always. Joey, Daisy, and I'm finally going to shout out the bummiest hive that I've been promising to shout out for weeks and haven't done it. Now, I'm going to make this short and sweet.
Okay.
What we've been talking about is sort of a low usage rate wing is what we need, right?
Sure.
Now, conditionally upon Memphis maintaining, even after Ja gets back, maintaining their cold streak that they've got right now, do we think that it is possible to get Desmond Bane?
Oh,
and
no way.
If no way?
Nah, there's no way.
The other guy I've heard a lot about lately, especially on Twitter, I've heard about Lauri Markkanen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I want to hear what you think about that one.
Yeah, I mean, sure, it'd be interesting, but you know, a lot of people are just kind of just throwing that name out there. I don't know who the source was that was like, look out for this name, Lauri Markkanen. And then people kind of took it and kind of ran with it. But I don't necessarily, we've seen nothing that would indicate that Ainge is ready to make a move. You know, why would they? He's still young. Future piece. Present piece.
I don't see why Lauri would be on that, like, he's still, like, that's a young team. They're still a rebuilding team. Like, The only thing I would think of is that they really want to tank this season for somebody in the draft, and from unless it's changed,
yeah,
there's not really a solidified number one guy this year, like it was Wemby or anything like that. So
yeah.
I think they would rather stay course. I mean, what's the head coach's name out in Utah?
Will Hardy.
Will Hardy, yeah.
Yep.
I think Danny Ainge would want to keep set Will Hardy up for success. That's his guy from Boston.
Yeah.
I don't see him making that many changes. Look, they got Keontae George over there. They made a lot of draft picks this past offseason. They got three young guys. Two of them we talked about with Corey. They're in the G League. So there's development going on over there. I don't think – and in a Western Conference, why blow that all up? Unless you see there's a clear path to skyrocketing – to being a top six in the West. I just don't see that happening.
Yeah, I don't see it. I don't see it. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit the like button, hit the share button, subscribe to the channel. How many people we got rocking with us tonight, man? Number one show for the fans, by the fans, is rocking. How many people we got?
1,800, buddy.
There you go. There we go. 1,800 on the check. And let's get those likes up. Salute to all of our new viewers. Salute to all of our franchise channel members. And let's get to the stats of the night, man. The key stats of the night brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Go to underdogfantasy.com. Use promo code KFTV for an instant deposit match of up to $100. All right, Al, let's take a look at some of the stats. One of them that we have to mention since the opener was the three-point percentage. Nick shot a scolding 44% from downtown, 16 to 36. The big ragu. A big part of that, Jalen Brunson as well. 13 of 16 from the free throw line. Good job. 81% from the stripe tonight. 50% shooting from the field overall. They did lose the rebounding battle tonight by a 5, so you definitely want to see them get that up. Raptors did have 19 offensive rebounds. A lot of that damage came in the first half. Knicks were able to limit that. 30 assists for the Knicks tonight. I thought that number was great. You want to see that up there. As we talked about, between the big three, you had a sizable production there from Julius Randle, R.J. Barrett, and Jalen Brunson. So that was a great job. Turnovers, I thought they were very careful with the ball, kept it limited to tonight. 13, gave up 14 points off of those turnovers. But by and large, I thought the Knicks played a very solid, well-thought-out, executed the game plan and limited the mistakes, especially Julius, man, limited the mistakes. I thought that was a good job. Fast break points. They did lose the fast break points, 22 to 13. Points in the paint. I thought they were better tonight at 48, but they did give up 60 out. They gave up 60 points in the paint. So definitely want to keep that number a little bit lower.
Well,
what'd you think about stats tonight?
Well, the Raptors only scored 60 points in the paint because they shot terribly from three, CT.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They shot a woeful 18%. So had to get the points somehow. But no, I think for tonight's game, big thing to me was definitely the assists. 30 assists
great
for the Knicks is just
yeah.
The league leaders, who are the Indiana Pacers, average 30 assists per game. So not expecting the Knicks to continuously get 30 assists, but to see that they move the rock so well, that was the biggest thing that stood out to me tonight, because that's how you get Dante and Josh Hart involved and playing so well. So I like that. You mentioned the points in the paint. I thought they did a really good job. I think if anything, which made me think about Mitch in terms that when I watched the pick and roll with Jakob Poeltl and how you see Dennis Schroeder, anybody who's able to give him a bounce pass and he's able to catch it down low and then, you know, finish around the rim. I would like to see Mitch add that to his game where he can catch the bounce pass, because as of right now, it just gets swatted out of his hands.
Yeah, anytime he's got to, like, lean down and go get something, like, it gets a little dicey.
Yeah. And then for rebounding, like, the Raptors beat them on the on the glass, but I think to me it was more so the Knicks were making their shots, so you didn't really need to grab that many boards. I mean, they shot so well from the field tonight that on a night like this, I didn't think the rebounding numbers were going to properly depict how well the Knicks were shooting and the need for actually working the glass.
True.
As tough as they usually do. So
true.
Good night by the Knicks, man. I liked it. And this is the last thing I'll say.
Yeah.
Only 5 lead changes. Once the Knicks started the third quarter, they never looked back.
Never looked back. Josh Hart, 15 straight. Absolutely sensational, man. 16 straight for Josh Hart. Excellent job. Check out Lee in the chat. Lee's dropping straight fives in the chat. I told you Lee's watching. Lee's about 30 minutes behind as well.
He's watching from November.
At least Lee's in the last night's game. Shout out to Lee. He'll catch up soon. Al, how'd you do in Underdog Fantasy tonight, man? How'd your Underdog ticket do tonight?
Yeah.
Tough night at the office.
Yeah, man. Ooh. I did the insured tonight, CP. All I needed.
Yeah.
All I needed. I was hoping that Tiz would do this, but I knew it was a long shot, too. Mm-hmm. All I needed was RJ to get back in the game and give me 3 more points, CP. Mm. 3 more
Damn.
Points.
Tough.
That's it.
Tough.
That's all I needed.
Mm.
That's all I needed. But
wow.
No, instead, he comes out here and just gives me 15 points. I needed 18 from you, RJ.
Mm.
That's all I needed. All I needed. Did the insurance. So anyone who plays Underdog Fantasy,
yeah.
You have the option of going all in thinking you get all 5 picks right, or you think you can get 4 out of 5 right. If so, you still get something. That's what I did to get back into a groove. I hit on damn near everything else, CP.
There you go. There you go.
You need RJ.
It's one of those nights, man. For you people at home, play to win, but play to responsibly. Go to underdogfantasy.com and use the promo code, our promo code, KFTV, for an instant deposit match of up to $100. All right, Al, I think it's time for a giveaway, man. We got 1,800 people in the chat. The franchise channel members are ready to win. And what are they going to win, CP? And the people in the chat are asking, what are we going to win?
What is it? Tell me.
All right.
I need to know. I got to create a burner account.
All right.
Hold on 1 second.
So here's what's going to happen right now. Right now, people. Salute to everybody in the chat, man. All right. So as I said, the Kith Pack, this is what you guys are going to win. This is a specially curated pack courtesy of your friends at Knicks Fan TV. Every month, we are going to give a franchise channel member a chance to win merch in exchange for their loyalty and support, man. We give back on this show. We give game tickets. We give merch. We give jerseys away, hats, all that type of stuff, man. That's what we do for the people that support us. So the Kith Pack, here it is. You're going to get the Kith T-shirt, Kith branded Knicks collab T-shirt. You're going to get that. They gave us, this is from Kith Night on November 8th. I was at the Garden. So this is all exclusive for Madison Square Garden. Some of you guys are from New York. Some of you guys own a piece of the action. This Kith insert is a photo shoot of players past and present. So you're going to have some of your favorite Knicks on here. And then it unfolds into, I don't even want to unfold it because this is mint condition. It unfolds into a one-page pullout of Carmelo Anthony. And then you're going to get the Kith Cup, Kith Knicks branded cup. You watch the game, you watch play-by-play hosted by CK2K with that. So that is the package, and it's going to go to a franchise channel member right now, Al. So this is what we're going to do. And we're going to do play ratings and all that, take more calls after that. So hang tight. This is just a quick segment for our people that we're going to do. So first thing we need to do is we're going to slow the chat down, and we are going to have just franchise channel members comment. Only chats are from franchise channel members. So for my members right now, I think TM just did it. Okay, TM, appreciate it. So TM just did it. So right now, only people commenting right now are franchise channel members. So you guys better stop commenting, because the question is coming through right now. And the question is, the first person in the chat to answer this correctly is going to win. All right, Al, you ready? The question is, which college has produced the most Knicks draft picks in history? The Knicks have drafted a number of Hall of Fame players. Just kidding. Which school has the most draft picks? Which school? Al, don't give us the answer yet. We'll just wait. We need some like Jeopardy music or something. That's the evolution of this thing. We got to get some music. Yeah. Which school? This is a, hey, listen, you guys got to earn this one still. I mean, listen, we're going to give this up to our franchise channel members. But you still got to earn it. TM, wow. Still nobody. still nobody. Oh, there it is. There it is. Congratulations to your best bet. A person who just joined the franchise channel members just yesterday. So they joined in the nick of time, Al. Pun intended. Mm. Congratulations. Oh, TM said he sent me the sound pack. Okay, so next time I'll get that up and running. Congratulations to your best bet on winning the pack. So make sure you email us at kftvmedia@gmail.com with your address and proof of YouTube name, and you're going to get the kit pack. Congratulations. Well done. St. John's, Al, with 16 members, none of which included Ron Artest, the true warrior, Meta World Peace, Ron Sandiford Ford. But we did have the great LeVar Postel as teammate. Mark Jackson, most notably. Mm. No longer Nick. But most notably, Mark. St. John's with 16. A lot of people thought it was Kentucky. Well, that was a little trick bag. We gave him the old foot trick. St. John's.
I knew it wasn't Kentucky because you said drafted, and yeah. We didn't Randall. Or the only guy we drafted was Quick, to my knowledge, from Kentucky.
Yeah.
So, St. John's. That kind of makes sense, though.
Yeah.
It makes sense because at one point for the NBA, you drafted a lot of the prospects that were in your region.
Yep.
So that makes sense.
Corso 117, I'm literally a St. John's alum, and I did not know that. Yep. Salute to Hollis, Queens. Mahafa Mustafa, what's good, man? Muhammad, what's good? T. Marshall, great question. Yeah, TM, great job on the question. Great job. St. John's. What Triple M say?
Triple M, just joined yesterday. Suspect Alex is burning.
Yeah, my man, just joined yesterday and won it. This is what you got to do. You got to be in it to win it. You got to join, support, and be in the chat to win it. So next month, be ready to go. I mean, at the end of this month, be ready to go. Maybe we'll have something in the middle of the month. Who knows?
You gotta be ready. Right, guys. Kevin Knox from Kentucky.
Lopez 104 CP out here asking LSAT questions. You laughing at one, Al. That's your alley right there.
Yep, that is my alley.
Yeah.
I don't miss that exam whatsoever.
I'm sure.
God bless.
Frame Bloss Music said, CP, eyeing the Kith Cup. I've been eyeing the Kith Cup for like 3 weeks, guys. Well, sir, that's why we got two. You never know. Oh, a little three-card Monty with it out. So you never know when the second one is going up for grabs. This is what I'm trying to tell people out. We got stuff for days for the people, man. We got stuff for days.
Three-card so you just, Monty, this guy says.
with two cups. Oh, man, I'm a fool, man. You got to have fun with it, man. It's Friday Night Knicks, man. Do it just to get there. TJ from Harlem. TJ, what's good?
Yo, what's up, CP? What's going on, beloved? How are you?
Good. How you feeling?
What's going on, man? How y'all feeling
today? What up?
Yo, CP, real quick. I sent the super chat, but I don't know if you got it. I did it through Cash App. You know, I'm not trying to get no big up on it. I just wanted to make sure you got it.
Okay. When did you send it? Let me check.
I sent it while we was just listening to the show just about maybe
Oh, just now. All right. Well, I'm moving and grooving on the show, man. I can't multitask.
Yeah, I got you. Mm-hmm. I just wanted, you know, like I said, I didn't know if you got it or not. All right.
Okay.
But on another note. Real quick, bro, you know, this is TJ from Harlem, a.k.a. King Kong Bing Bong. Y'all know what it is.
Yep.
So let's talk about what really is the what we really need to get to, right? It's about how we're going to get to the championship and winning the championship. That's what I want to focus on. So what is it going to really take? So if the 76ers get to the Eastern Conference Finals or even to the finals, he's not leaving, right? Okay,
mm-hmm.
So now what players are really realistically out there for us to get to? If Julius Randle stays as a third option and he can give us what he gave us today, then we don't get rid of him. We got to be able to pay Brunson. We don't really want to get rid of RJ, to, in my opinion. I don't say get rid of RJ, right? So if we go and get Donovan Mitchell, is Donovan Mitchell going to really do it for us to get us to that point? Because that's playing small to me. Yeah, for the hype of the Knicks and the NBA. The NBA would like to see Donovan Mitchell in a New York Knicks jersey. A lot of fans would like to see it. But is it going to get us there? Is OG Anunoby, if he doesn't re-sign with Toronto and they can't make a deal and they wind up losing him and we're able to get him, does that help us? What is going to get us to the promised land? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Do we re-sign quickly? Give him the $20 million for 5 years because that's probably what he wants.
Yeah, you're gonna have to, man. You're gonna have to. And this is why, you know, I'm tight about how they look against teams like Detroit, is because, like, there's a great possibility that this is going to be the team for a little while, man. Like, yeah, they might go get Spider, maybe there's going to be other teams that got to go get Spider. So this is why you really got to go for, like, a lot of internal development, because it's hard to even see across the horizon about who they could potentially get. I just don't see it. And B's not coming here. He's not.
Realistically, we could do all of the fantasy. Hey, if we go get Zion, listen, man, that man signed a multi-million. He ain't coming here, man. That team ain't gonna allow him. We would have to give up damn near everybody on the team. It's not gonna happen. Brandon Ingram, that's not gonna happen, guys. Let's stop doing this fantasy type of. We got to be realistic with what the money is. We got to be able to know we're not getting rid of Jalen Brunson. We got to pay him. The money is, we have to be able to keep. You're going to give up quickly. And that's another thing. Let me ask you real quick. I know I'm going to let you guys go, but do we really want to give up quickly for Donovan Mitchell when quickly basically gives us the same thing without the dunks? He's given us almost, I don't know, maybe I'm bugging out. I've been drinking Reposado. Don't hold your weapons out. So maybe I'm fucked. Okay. I don't know.
No problem. Shout out TJ, right, man. Shout out TJ.
All right,
he said all that to say, maybe I'm just wilding. It's just tequila tonight. It's just a tequila tonight. Don't mind me. It's Friday night.
This entire conversation, just scrap it.
Yeah.
Scrap it. Drink it too much.
You know who my wild card is?
DeMar DeRozan. Devin Booker?
Nope.
Mm.
You know who my wild card is?
Who is it?
LaMelo.
LaMelo?
LaMelo.
Wow. That's interesting.
Wild card is LaMelo.
And different. And so let me, I want to hear this. We got to stop this for a second.
Yeah.
You say LaMelo. What does the team look like that you're thinking of that LaMelo Ball is on this Knicks team? And would you be ready for all the young children to be like, Melo?
Melo 2.0. I just think he's out of there, man. LaVar's going to burn that bridge soon. There's no way LaMelo is sticking around in that dump. No disrespect to anybody in the QC. Charlotte's a nice city, but the team is a dump. He's not sticking around, man. They're going to burn that bridge.
So hold on. You didn't even answer my question.
Yeah.
What does this Knicks team look like?
I don't know. I don't know. They're a long way away. I think he could be a name that they might target. Who knows?
CP, what are you envisioning? Are you thinking like Brunson or LaMelo is the backcourt? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Mm.
Absolutely. Yeah. Brunson's not going anywhere.
Okay.
Brunson's
now we're getting
anywhere.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Now we're getting somewhere. Who's on the wing, CP? Is it RJ?
Yeah, I'm rocking with my guy Broadway for right now. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is Mitch still here?
Yeah. Mitch is still here.
Is Randall still on this rotation?
I think he will be.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is all I need to know. So the interesting.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting.
LaMelo is my wild card. Look, a lot of times, what do they say, right? The guy that becomes available is a guy that a lot of people aren't thinking about. We're thinking about the same names that aren't coming here. Embiid's not coming here. Spider, maybe. Right? SGA, no chance. Booker, no chance. Not right now. Not right. Not while his Phoenix experiment is going on. Right? Booker, no chance. So who else? Give me the name. Paul George again? Doubt it. At his age. I doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
I think LaMelo's a wild card.
Interesting.
I think LaMelo's a wild card. I'm putting it out there. I'm giving you guys a different name. You guys tied a hand the same recycled names. I'm giving you guys a different name.
Wait for the aggregators.
Yeah.
CP the franchise says that LaMelo Ball is a trade target for the New York Knicks.
No way. And then the trade receipt scenarios. I'm just giving you a name. It's not going to be Ant-Man. Not going to be him. Kuzma, they said. I can see.
I would prefer
Kuzma
if you said Ant-Man. I mean,
Ant-Man's
tough
not
to see Minnesota
it's
doing
not
that.
Realistic. It's not
I know.
Realistic.
They're playing way too well. They're playing way too well.
I mean, somebody give me a more realistic option, a more realistic, different option than that.
Brandon Miller.
No way where that's realistic. I think they're going to burn that bridge soon, man. They're going to be out of there.
Well, Melo and Brunson as the backcourt. Good God. Mitchell Robinson's got to be working on defense.
Yeah. Oh, hang on. I skipped over this accidentally because Robert Randolph himself, it is still Friday, so big up Mr. Friday Night Knicks. $20 super chat from Robert Randolph says King Julius, best power forward in the NBA, walking triple-double, RJ Grimes soon. I think he's being cryptic. I think he's trying to put those guys on the block. But you know what? Tonight, it's Robert Randolph's night, man. Julius, 20-10, 9 assists. You know what, Al, this is probably a good time to flow this thing into play ratings. Let's just go right into it right now. Go right into it right now, man. We're not starting from worst to first. Kick it off right now. Julius Randle, 20-10-9 tonight, 8 of 15 shooting. They was questionable about whether or not he was going to come back with a bum knee. He gutted it out like Willis Reed tonight up in the six. What's your number?
12.
All right.
Look, man, he broke the scale, and it's yeah. Like the scoring was awesome, the rebounding was awesome. It's the facilitating, man. It really comes back down to the facilitating for me. Like the playmaking that he did tonight, just like I said, finding Josh Hart, finding open shooters on the perimeter. That's the stuff that you've been looking for Randall. The recognition of double teams, knowing how to create the mismatch, but yet make an advantage for your team. Mm-hmm. That's thinking basketball on another level. That's what I want to see from Julius Randle for his entire time as a tenure, because even when he came to the Knicks back in 2019, you could see the glimpses of him being a good passer, right? And it's like, okay, so he can pass the ball pretty well, but can he think it at the level and make those type of passes? Even to Mitchell Robinson, man, some of these, like, these reach passes that he goes up for a layup and he's able to find Mitch or just bounce it. It's just insane, like, what he's doing this season when it comes to moving the rock. Randle gets a 12 for me tonight because – literally, this is a perfect game from Randle against a team that usually gives the Knicks trouble with their wingspan. Excellent game.
Yeah, I'll give him a 10. It's a 10 performance easily. You know, and the one thing with Julius, it's never about his ability to score. It's his ability to make good decisions and play with a two-way effort. And I thought he did that tonight. His decision-making in terms of passing, his reads, they were great all night. Absolutely fantastic all night, and his team rewarded him. Best playmaker on the team right now, no hands, no doubt about it. Great job. I'll give him a 10. Second night of a back-to-back. No, the Raptors aren't an above 500 team, but I still think this is a tough matchup for the Knicks. They beat the Knicks 3 out of 4 last year. A lot of wingspan, a lot of length that they have in that rotation there. So just a great job by him. Just a great job by Julius. I'm giving it a 10. What do you guys think in the chat? What's the nines in the chat, Al? Chat being a little conservative tonight. Chat being a little
It was like one of his most complete games.
Yeah.
I'm not like, I guess the triple-double would maybe get a 15, I don't know, on my end. But
yeah,
honestly, like, that's, once again, there's another side to him getting that assist is because his teammates got to knock down all those shots. But tonight was the most complete game I've seen from Randle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to give him a 10 then. That's an easy 10 for me. Two turnovers, plus 15 on the night. Winning basketball, man. I'm with it. How about?
And we'll get the check.
Yeah.
You can see who's at the beginning still.
Yeah, you can tell. You can tell. Salute. All right. How about? The Big Ragu. I'm just going random tonight. The Big Ragu, DiVincenzo. 21 points. All seven of his field goal makes were threes. He said, forget about the twos. I know I can't finish at the rim. Forget about all that driving and flashy stuff. We're doing what we do best, splashing from downtown. Downtown DiVincenzo, an alternate nickname if you want to take that one, but you know where you heard it first. Downtown DiVincenzo with 21, 7 of 10 shooting. Big. I mean, what you think?
I gave him the moniker Dante's Inferno tonight, man, because he was on fire tonight. That's 7 and 9 from three. Insane. He replicated his performance down in Charlotte for tonight, and it was much needed to get 21 points off the bench. He almost scored a point per minute, CP.
Mm-hmm.
A point per minute, which is just insane. I'm giving him a 9 tonight for his production. Just absolutely needed on the bench. Coming off the bench where, look, you look at that third quarter, like I said, you have a tied ball game going into the half. There's only five lead changes. That last lead change was the beginning of the third quarter. You look at Josh Hart being the catalyst for getting you 15 straight points, but Dante's shooting much needed because once he started to open up the court for the rest of the Knicks, you see Brunson, you see RJ, you see everybody else, you see Josh Hart, Randle, all being able to get downhill, giving him a 9 tonight, CP. Excellent shooting by Dante DiVincenzo.
Yeah. For all the reasons you listed, 10. Give him a 10. You're on the road, second half, second night of a back-to-back. You have a team that keeps trying to make a run. He kept keeping them at bay. 7 of 9 from downtown. It's a great performance. Great performance. That's a 10. Momentum stopper. That's a 10. Yeah.
Making me feel conservative with the 9.
Sheesh. It's a 10 performance tonight. I'm telling you, forget about that Detroit stuff. This is the night. We're doing play ratings tonight. That's a 10. 10-point performance. All right. How about this is play ratings. This is KFTV, man. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Hit the like button. Hit the share button and subscribe to the channel. Player ratings presented by BetUS, the official sports book of Knicks Fan TV. Okay, how about the hometown kid, RJ Barrett, 15 points, 6 of 18 shooting from the field, 6 assists. What do you think about RJ tonight?
Given RJ, going 7.5 for RJ.
Okay, all right.
7.5.
Talk about it.
I liked the assists, 15 points. I thought he was aggressive. Started strong in the first half. Second half started to quiet it down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
6-18 is where I'm looking at tonight, CP, and 1-for-6 from downtown is where I'm docking him some points just because I need more efficiency there.
Mm-hmm.
Love the passing. I thought he did a great job there, but he only went to the free throw line 2 or 3 times, unlike the other night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're not hitting from the field, I'm expecting you to get to the line because of your physicality. Didn't happen tonight. Although that could be a testament to some actually good officiating for once that I've seen. But hey, 6-18 is where I'm going to dock it though. CP.
Okay.
I need more efficiency.
I respect that. I respect that. No problem.
Stop looking at the chat, CP.
I like to see what people. I always check in on the chat. I like to see what people are saying. The people's show. Not for my own inspiration. I have my own answers. I just like to see what the people think.
Okay.
Give him a 7. Give him a 7. I thought he set a great tone for the team tonight, though. On the road, he's back home at the crib. I thought he set a good tone. First 7 points. He was aggressive. finished very well, continues to finish strong. You know, the shooting will come and go, but his finishing at the rim has been strong this year, finishing through contact. All of that has been very solid. Six assists, playmaking for his team, trying to make the right reads, trying to make the right play. Again, love how he plays with that second unit, how fast they play, only two turnovers. You know, second half, it just wasn't there for him. Wasn't there for him knocking it down from the outside. But I still thought he was impactful tonight for the squad. Give him a seven. Give him a seven. Okay. All right, we're getting down to it. So look to everybody in the chat. Player ratings, here we go. Josh Hart. Josh Hart tonight. How did Hart do? I'm trying to get my Hart graphic up. Hang on. Josh Hart, 17 points. He had a monster third quarter in which he had 15 straight Nick points, finishing with 17, 8, 7, 11 from the field, 3 of 4 from downtown, and a block. How you looking, Josh Hart, tonight?
9.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about it.
Getting a 9 tonight. Okay. 17 points, CP. 7-11 from the field. As you mentioned, 3-4 from downtown. He got you 8 boards, 2 assists. I thought he was very impactful with how he played tonight. I mean, the 15 straight points in the third quarter is what really set this team up for success later through the game. So once he came into the game, there was no, like, once it goes back to no looking back, man, for this team. So very impactful. You talking about RJ set the tone in the first half?
Yeah.
Hart set the tone in the second half.
Easily.
Okay.
Yep.
You got to give him that. And because of that, he gets a 9 for how well he played. Not a 10 in my eyes.
Okay.
Still gets the 9.
Interesting. Okay. No doubt. I'm giving him a 10. Yeah. I'm
a lot of
10s
going out tonight.
I'm generous. It's December 1st. We're getting into the Christmas holiday. I got to go get my Christmas tree this weekend. I'm generous. 10. I'm going 10 tonight. They entered into the third quarter. It was a tie game, 57 all. As I said, at one point, you know, the Raptors were making their run in this thing. And by the 4:30 mark, the Knicks were up by 6. When Josh Hart goes on that 15-point run, they finished the quarter up by 13. To me, that was big. And it gave him padding. It gave him insurance. Again, momentum queller like DiVincenzo's was. He was knocking down his shots, stepping into his threes. No hesitation, no jab step, just catch and shoot. And then after that, he was in his Josh Hart bag. Straight attack mode, straight beast mode. Let's go. Loved his game tonight. 3-for-4 from downtown. Perfect. Perfect night for him, for his role. Perfect night for him. I'm giving him a 10. To me, that's a 10-point performance, man. He's aggressive.
I needed the steal.
He was physical.
I needed to steal from Josh Hart tonight. I needed to make it a 10. That's like the most iconic thing you can
do.
I
mean, 15 points in the third. Great. What more could that be? He was phenomenal.
I said the steal, CP. I needed a steal.
He was phenomenal tonight. What more can
Absolutely.
You ask for the guy?
Yeah. Absolutely.
He was great.
Being phenomenal doesn't always mean you get 100 on your exam, CP.
Yeah, listen, you know I don't give out 10s that easily, but I just thought tonight.
Well,
about
tonight,
the
it seems
talk.
Like you're the substitute teacher.
Yeah, tonight. Yeah, tonight was night. Here was a interesting quote. This is courtesy of Steve Popper, Knicks insider, courtesy of with Newsday. He was talking to Julius Randle about Josh Hart, and Julius said, playing with those guys, getting in the post and pass, a lot of ball movement. He goes, yeah, I think the only reason we really won today is we got Josh Hart's usage up. He says, when his usage is up, we win. That's it. And he says, I just think, Josh, when his usage is up, it's just like great things happen for our team. So
is this going against what Tom Thibodeau said with Josh Hart having a higher usage rate than last season?
Yeah, well, who knows? But, you know, I think based on Julius's comments, if you pair that with how you saw them playing together in that third quarter, and you've seen this last year with Julius trying to get Grimes going, You see it when Fournier was in the rotation, when Julius trying to get Fournier going, and give credit to him for that. He tries to build that chemistry with certain players, especially when they're in a rut. He did that with Grimes last year, and clearly he's trying to do that with Hart this year and try to break him out of it and try to get him better shots in rhythm as well. So give credit to Julius on that one. That's another credit to Julius, man.
For sure. Absolutely. And you even saw last night where Randle is asking for Grimes to shoot, right? So it's like, makes sense.
Yeah.
You've seen it.
Makes sense. Makes sense, man. Okay, who are we down to? Brunson?
Yep.
JB? Captain Clutch?
Captain Clutch.
What say you?
I'm going 9 for JB.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
Going 9. 22 points, 9 of 21 from the field, 3 of 8 from downtown. Only one free throw attempt tonight, which is a little strange.
Yeah.
But 8 assists. I love the facilitating yet again. Awesome scoring. I looked more for efficiency. Not terrible. Mm-hmm. Not the greatest that we've seen from JB either. So tonight, I'm going to give him a 9 because I think the biggest thing for him was his playmaking and his ability to just shoot the 3 tonight. Mm-hmm. Obviously not like Dante and going scorching yeah. hot. But still, Brunson's been shooting. I think he's shooting about close to 50% from downtown this season, CP.
Hey, yo, his last 10, he's shooting 50. He's shooting 50 from the field and 50 from downtown in his last 10 games.
Insane.
It's comical.
Absolutely
how good
insane.
This kid is, bro. Comical. It's comical.
Dude, and he's shooting more threes than he did last season, which is even
yeah.
crazier.
But if you and not to cut you off in your play rating, if you remember, that's one of the things I wanted to see this year, man.
Yeah. Could he take more shots? And
he
averaged 5 three-pointers last year, 4.7 to be exact, but like he's up to 6.9, which is 7.
Yeah.
He's shooting 48% from 3, CP.
Yeah.
Shooting 48%. He's averaging 25 points. He went up a tick from like 24 to 25 right now. We're still at the beginning of the season.
Yep.
And keep in mind, this is when he started off slow too. He didn't hit his mid-range. He wasn't hitting his floaters and stuff like that. This guy is unbelievable. Truly a phenomenal player. Like, not much more you can add to him, just like that he's absolutely great. But for how great he is, tonight was just, to me, it was a good night from Brunson, but not like last night where it's like this overpowering effort that we've seen from him where it's like, oh, you need me to drop 45? I got you. You need me to drop 35? I got you. That's why I'm going, giving him a 9 tonight.
Yeah. I'm going to go with and this is another shout out to DJ Ace from our guys at Knicks Film School, top 10 pull-up threes in terms of field goals made in the NBA. Luka Doncic won Luka Doncic at 40%, 40.5%, Halliburton at 42.5%, Jalen Brunson at 46.1%. 46% in pull-ups. That's a bucket.
Filthy.
That is a bucket.
Filthy.
You know where the chef is at right now? You know, look, the chef has done his days, man. So, you know, that is still stuff. He's 33%. You know where Dame is? 33. Luca, 40. Spider, 37. Zach LaVine, 34. Maxi, 34. Jalen Brunson, and this was going into this game, so I don't know, that maybe those numbers might have come down a little bit. He went 3 for 8 tonight. 46% in pull-ups. That's buckets right there, bro. Pull-ups. Not the catch and shoot like, oh, hey, no, let me do this. Bucket.
He's amazing, man.
Incredible. Incredible.
This is probably why Mark Cuban is stepping down from the Dallas Mavericks. That's the biggest L that he took.
He said, yo, forget about this team. Forget about Shark Tank. I got to rethink life. We lost our guy, man. We fumbled.
I thought I won the KP trade.
Won the KP trade. I thought I fleeced the Knicks by giving him Dennis Smith Jr. Nope. We got him. Man. I'm only giving him a 9 only because, you know, the rest of the supporting cast were able to take care of business. They really didn't need him that much in crunch time. But in terms of setting the table, setting the tone, he was great. He was great tonight. No question about it. Like I said, I think he took that match with Schroeder a little personal. You know, Germany put it on the U.S. in that FIBA World Cup. So I felt like he was seeing food with Schroeder all night and said, yo, listen, you know, that FIBA stage, that's your stage. This is my stage. It's where the big boys play. Killed him. He killed him all night. He killed the wings. It didn't matter if Barnes was on him.
It didn't matter if
OG was on him. Killed him. Boucher,
that's what I was about to say. You took the words right out of my mouth. It's not only the Schroeder matchup. It's the fact that the conversation is that the Raptors have a lot of wingspan. Let's remember, first game last year that he played as a Nick against the Raptors, he only had 7 points.
It was a tough one.
Seven points only, which was like, that's an anomaly.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Today, he's setting everybody up. He's going to get his. I told Wu too, I was like, don't expect Brunson to go out for 40. I was like, he's probably going to do more facilitating, but he'll get his 20. And that's exactly what he did.
Mm-hmm. It's like I said, you almost take for granted now. You know, last year it was like, we got a point guard. And now it's just like, you're watching him cook and it's just like, it's second nature.
Dude, it is.
Comical.
After all the pain this franchise has been through, CP, to get a guy like this through free agency.
Comical.
All the pain and suffering.
Yep. God. Absolutely. Absolutely, man.
Superstar. He's a legitimate superstar,
yeah,
CP.
Yeah.
I don't care what anyone else says. He's a legitimate superstar, okay? Yep. The man's unstoppable. The fact that he can get to his spots and still set up his teammates whenever he wants to, that's superstar material.
True indeed. True indeed, man. Edgar, KFTV Edgar, man. We got our guy Edgar monitoring the phones, man. Edgar, jump on and just give us your thoughts before we wrap up on the phones, and then we're going to wrap on the Discord. So, Edgar, if you're listening, go ahead and jump on the phones, man. KFTV Edgar. Is Edgar asleep? Edgar, you there? Edgar, coming in. Yo, Edgar, you good?
Yeah, you called me over. Completely over.
Yeah, I know I did. My fault, man. Yeah, go ahead and give us some thoughts on the game, man.
I thought it was a great game. I like how we came out in the second half and we didn't give them life, to be honest, because we could have had a third quarter of doom, but we put our foot on the gas, never looked back, to be honest. I got a little worry about Mitch. I don't know if this is something to keep your eye on for Tuesday, but he did take a bump. I think he fell. He tried to grab a rebound, and I think Boucher jumped on him, and he fell, and he started limping a little bit. Mm. I don't know why Tibbs didn't take him out of the game, so maybe that's something worth noting. Hopefully, with enough rest, he'll be fine Tuesday. Quentin Grimes, just want to touch on that real quick. Listen, last season, Emmanuel quickly didn't start off the best, right? It took him a couple games before he finally got going. RJ, you know, we've seen RJ play up and down. And he got his time. Mitchell Robinson, before he became what he is right now, he used to be in foul trouble all the time, injured, you know, moving screens, and now he's a beast, right? So what I'm getting at here is that let's be patient with Quentin Grimes. I know he's in a little bit of danger of losing his starting spot with Dante's shooting so well and playing so well, but I don't think this is the time to really pile on Quentin Grimes. I think this is the time to be patient with him. I'm not saying that, you know, maybe he doesn't lose some minutes here and there, but I'm just saying, like, you can't completely remove him out of the rotation or not let him play.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think we should just be patient with him. Just like we've been patient with all the other kids, I think we should be patient. And I think it's going to pay off in the end.
Okay. All right. Respect, man. Good to hear from you, man.
Yeah. You guys are killing it.
Yes, sir. KFTV Edgar on the switchboards. Yeah, man. That's our guy. Edgar says be patient with Grimes. All right. As we wrap on the Discord, D on the Discord. Go ahead and unmute your mic. D on the Discord.
Hello?
Yep. Loud and clear. What's your name? Where are you calling in from?
Hey, my name's Damon. I'm calling from Queens.
How you feeling, bro?
Feeling good, man. This was a good win tonight. Well, first, I want to shout out you and Alex for having me on the call. Mm-hmm. My first time.
Okay.
So, calling in. I feel like this is a good win tonight. You know, we usually struggle against this team. We usually come in here and play lackadaisical, but mm-hmm. today we put them away in the second half. We gained from the Villanova boys. Shout out to Dante and Josh Hart,
mm-hmm.
especially Josh Hart, 15 straight points. That was big.
Major.
In the third quarter. I feel like after that, the Raptors didn't have no life after that.
Yeah.
As far as Grimes, I feel like he still needs some time to adjust. I feel like once Steven Tindrill came in, I feel like he probably saying that, oh, he's going to take my minutes or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like we should be patient with him. As far as the Bucks, I'm not afraid of the Bucks. Mm,
you want to smoke.
I think we're going to beat them on Tuesday.
Okay.
I think we got some continuity going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I just wanted to say good win for the Knicks.
All right, cool, man. Appreciate the call, man. It was a good game. It's good to see them, you know, just win convincingly in Toronto, like I said.
Y'all hear me, man?
Yes. We didn't even go to Cody Clark yet. But, yeah, let's go. Let's go. Cody Clark, let's go.
I keep on interjecting, bro. I'm so sorry, bro. Like, every time I kept pull up on the Discord and I see the blue screen, I think y'all about to pull me up and I interject, bro. I'm so sorry, man.
It's all good, man. Cody Glock in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go.
Yo, listen, man. Shout out Manscaped, man. Yeah. I average zero turnovers because of Manscaped, man. I take care of my ball profusely with the utmost friction in my mixing. No indoor voice tonight. I'm having it my way. I'm the boss. Let's talk Knicks. Listen, man. Yo, man. Dontelli?
Yeah.
The big ragu?
Yeah. Killed it, man.
He's emerged. You know, last season, Ihart, he had to get acclimated with the team, and he was sucking for a little bit of portion of the season, and then got up to speed.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the same thing that's happening with Dante right now. He's getting comfortable with his guys, and he's balling out. He gave you a second 7 3-pointer game of the season,
mm-hmm.
to early season. You know, I think Dante is going to be big for us. And when Jalen Brunson is like getting these eight assist games, bro, I feel very good about the Knicks, man. It makes a big difference when you got shooters out there shooting. When people making their shots, it's very hard to beat the Knicks, man.
Yeah.
Very hard, bro.
When
Quentin Grimes gets up to speed and he starts making him shots at the same clip that Dante is, the Knicks is going to be a very tough out in the Eastern Conference, man. But listen, man, let me tell you something about man. Yo, listen, man. Yo, he got a little hobbled, but he got right back up straight to it. You know, he wasn't hurt that bad. You know, shout out to Mitch. His former coach, his wife passed. He got his former coach crashing at his crib right now,
mm-hmm.
drinking ginger tea, bun and strip, you know.
Yeah.
And, yo, man, it's just a good look for the Knicks when Jalen Brunson is passing the ball, man. I ain't going to take up too much time, man. Shout out the real closer, J Boogie, man. Shout out CP3 Throws. He made one, man.
Yeah, I did.
Come on, give it up.